It is John Gibson, fun, till daddy takes the T-Bird away. And of course, we're talking impeachment fun. All right, apologies to the Beach Boys. I didn't want to be dragged into that, I'm sure. It's a morning digestion for this Wednesday, December 4th. And, you know, look, I don't want to be talking about this. You don't want to be talking about this. But nonetheless, impeachment is has moved over to the Judiciary Committee. And as one of the newspapers pointed out today, much more colorful personalities on this committee, and is likely to be a big, ugly fight. Doug Collins led it off for the Republicans.
But if you want to know what's really driving this, there's two things. It's called the clock and the calendar. The clock and the calendar. Most people in life, if you want to know what they truly value, you look at their checkbook and their calendar. You know what they value. That's what this committee values. Time. They want to do it before the end of the year. Why? Because the chairman said it just a second ago. Because we're scared of the elections next year. We're scared of the elections that we'll lose again. So we've got to do this now. The clock and the calendar are what's driving impeachment, not the facts.
I wish Doug Collins would slow down a little bit. Anyway, yeah, Nadler, according to Politico, I'm not going to take any shit, he says. He's not going to let those Republicans push him around. New York Times, the House Intel Committee said its impeachment reporter to the judiciary today basically said Trump was bad. Please impeach him. Washington Post. Oh, this is a story I was referring to. The judiciary has more explosive personalities, but the same facts. The money quote is from Andy Biggs, a Republican of Arizona. It's a bunch of brawlers. Sometimes on the Judiciary Committee, so it should get pretty hot under the collar as we go along. Washington Post, shocking news. Phone logs show that Rudy called the White House a lot. Wow, amazing. They're really digging, aren't they? Axios, this is what Doug Collins was referring to. Nadler says, we can't wait for the next election. So that's just going to go on. I mean, you know, I'm sure I'm going to have to pay attention to it. But you know as well as I do that it's not going anywhere. It's just not. I mean, when you saw the vote this morning to begin all of this, they started with the Democrats. It was shall we go ahead with these hearings and accept the report from the House Intelligence Committee? I. Okay, Republicans, no. Entirely partisan. Entirely. The other big news, though, is Kamala Harris drops out.
So, to you, my supporters, my dear supporters, it is with deep regret, but also with deep gratitude, that I am suspending our campaign today.
I have a longer couple of bites for her in the premium podcast a little bit later. I'm late, by the way, this morning because the guy was here to repair the refrigerator. Now, we built this house 10 years ago, and all the appliances went into the mortgage. You know, I wouldn't turn around and go out and buy this refrigerator today because it's, you know, it's hugely expensive. But when you fold the expense of these super duper appliances into the mortgage are a lot cheaper, you know. But this refrigerator died after 10 years, and it turned out it was the motherboard. And so the guy was here fixing it. It was a $900 repair, which is 1/10 of what it would take to replace it. And so Kamala Harris drops out. The Washington Post, Karen Tumulty. Right, she was out to lunch on the vision thing. The money quote is, the problem was not that she didn't have positions on the issues. She had plenty of them on topics from teacher salaries to equal pay for men and women, gun control and taxes and immigration. But given the choice of going left or going right, Harris too often seemed to be trying to choose both. Trump tweeted something. I don't even know what it was, but in The Hill, there's a story that Cam tweeted back, see you at your trial. she'll be a senator sitting at the trial. You know, in further politics news, Devin Nunes sues CNN for $400 million. Fake news. Said he went to Vienna. He didn't go to Vienna. But back to Cam. Julian Castro and Cory Booker might not make the December Democratic debate, in which case there will be no people of color on the debate stage, and it'll be dominated by older and really old white people, which is not what the Democrats said they set out to do. This is, you know, this is going to be a come to Jesus moment for Democrats. They were, you know, so proud of being diverse, and they've gotten rid of all their diversity candidates, except, you know, females, Lizzie Warren and Amy Klobuchar. Trump, New York Times says Europe turns the tables on Trump and he doesn't like it. This is a thumb-sucking piece trying to find a way to criticize Trump on these NATO summits. Okay, so Justin Trudeau, Emmanuel Macron, Boris Johnson were standing around talking about Trump. It was caught on video. And then Trump calls Justin Trudeau two-faced, which they all are. And the New York Post, the Queen scolds her daughter, Princess Anne, for not getting in the royal line to greet Trump. The whole thing caught on video. Right. Deep State, the IG report to deal with distrust between the FBI and the DOJ. That's in the Wall Street Journal. I went over the impeachment stuff. Putin news, Russia killed a Chechen leader in Berlin. Contract killing, rode up on a bicycle in the park and shot the guy in the chest and then twice in the head. Social justice warriors, Melania debuted the White House Christmas decorations, and she was wearing this coat, and she's being trashed over this coat. The money quote by the fashion editor in the Washington Post is this: in a video that is intended to celebrate the warmth and welcoming spirit of the holiday season, that simple flourish, the coat, exudes cold, dismissive aloofness. I mean, they just invent crap. Christmas season stuff. Maybe that Peloton ad you see on TV is really bad. It's being, this is in the Washington Post, it's being trashed on social media that this woman, who is skinny and looks like she's in shape, is given this $2,500 Christmas present to get in better shape by her husband. And they say she looks like she's in a hostage video. It is kind of, you know, a lot of these things that are aimed at millennials, you know, whether they're car ads or kitchen stuff or, you know, this Peloton, they're placed in, you know, aspirational settings, the perfect house, you know, the perfect car on the perfect vacation up the perfect mountain with the perfect snow. New York Times, the department store window is dead. The quote, now if you're waiting till someone walks past your store, you've lost the fight. New York Times, winter storm over 30 states, started in California, blew right across the country and dumping snow everywhere it went. New York Times, there's a chatbot for Facebook workers to fend off their annoying uncle at Christmas dinner. That would be me. You know, yeah, we're getting to it. Yeah, we're working on it, that sort of thing. It's Facebook telling their employees how to handle Christmas dinner. Tech, Larry Page and Sergey Brin quit Google. Well, they stay on the board, but they're stepping back from their executive roles. So now Sundar Pichai is running Google. New York City is allowing Amazon to use cargo bikes to get rid of trucks. That's in the New York Times. Section 230 of federal law, this involves libel and slander and damage, torts. I guess it's the tort section of federal law, could be coming undone. That means that Facebook and other online forums could be responsible for what's put up there. Up until now, they've been able to say, well, that's not our fault. That Gibson did that. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, this is in the New York Times. It's well worth a read. Mike Nichols was just fantastic. You know, it's worth the read. Mike Nichols is dead, but it's all about how great he was, and I don't quarrel with it one bit. He was. Wall Street Journal: the generational dispute about cash. This is millennials. I don't want cash. You know, you like pay them for something. You hand them a $50 bill and they go, "What's that?" Just transfer the money into my app. Yeah, well, you're going to be fucked in the next blackout. And I mean just fucked. Cash is king, you jerks. Page 6, New York Post. Willie Nelson has quit smoking weed. Let me tell you about this. I went to see him last Friday night, this casino up the road. He can barely breathe. And he's talking about how he's 86 years old. He was singing, but barely. He plays like crazy. I mean, his fingering the guitar is just fantastic, but not so much on the singing. And he says in this story, "I gave my lungs a big workout. I just can't smoke anymore." Well, you know, I saw it up close and it's true. LA Times: go to a San Francisco hotel, call room service for puppy cuddling at $75 an hour. Oh, aren't they precious out there? San Francisco Chronicle: you probably didn't realize it, but the Bay Area is woke now and forbids paper cups. You go to a coffee shop, they don't give it to you to go. And they won't give it to you to go because they won't. And if you want a paper cup, they're going to charge you extra. And they prefer you bring your own cup. Jesus. San Francisco Chronicle: 747 flights from San Francisco to Sydney are ending. The 747 is too old. It's being retired. I remember that thing coming online. And now it's gone. Just amazing. Just amazing, I tell you. So you listening to this, you know, please go to johngibson.com and subscribe. I would like you to subscribe to the podcast, because we have fun here. Write to me at host@johngibson.com. Call the Bitch Box at 859-544-2766. Follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. Because we have fun.